Welcome back to Racing Pulse. There's been a lot of debate and discussion in recent days as to what the Spring Carnival will look like from a media perspective with racing and now the AFL football encroaching. And as we heard from Michael Brown, the grand final to fall on the same day as the Cox Plate. One man who knows exactly how it will look from a media landscape is Danny Russell, who is the Herald Sun, the biggest selling paper in Victoria, sports editor. And he joins us this morning to give us some perspective on that conversation. How are you, Danny?
Good morning, Michael. I wish I knew exactly how it would pan out. Then we might have a Carlton Collingwood grand final. But, no, look, it's crazy times. You know, the day after the AFL released one of its revised fixture, we have a story about the Cups and Spring Carnival on the front page of the Herald Sun. So anything is possible.
Well, look, I know you're a big racing man. You love your racing. I know Peter Blunden is a big racing man, and he's actually on the committee at the Moonee Valley Racing Club, and he's been a champion of racing within the Herald Sun. But this is a time like we have not seen before, and we know the machine that the AFL is and the media that it gathers, and in grand final week, it's like none other. How do you see it playing out, Cox Plate week, the same week as grand final week, from the Herald Sun's perspective and the media share?
Yeah, we're going to have to be innovative this year. So just looking back at history for some context. So grand final Saturday, we'd run a 32-page wrap of the paper purely on the game. Mm. So, you know, if you look back last year, I suppose that's 30 pages of Marlon Pickett, and maybe leave us two pages for Toby Green, and we get the teams in there somewhere. But you know, that's a huge investment in an afternoon of sport or football. And then if you look back 2 years ago, the fourth Cox Plate for Winx, so that's a 1 in 100 year event, or 1 in 98 year event. It was an 8-page wrap of the paper, so that's like a quarter of the coverage, you know, and she was unprecedented. So that's the sort of figures you're looking at in history.
Well, I suppose this year we look forward to the Spring Carnival from a racing perspective, because when the football finishes, racing then dominates the back page and sometimes the front page. Is it unlikely that you would think in this year we would see any racing coverage getting a back page in the week of the grand final when we've also got the Cox Plate?
Look, you know, now you would say it would be unlikely, but I think, you know, if we're imaginative, you know, we're innovative, it's possible. And I think this is the big challenge for racing, or, you know, the Valley and some of the clubs, is to look at ways of not going head-to-head with the AFL, but joining the story. So if you sell it as a Super Saturday or a Super Weekend, because I think the NRL Grand Final might be on Sunday scheduled, there's a chance to be a joint story and make it a bigger than one event versus the other. So, no, look, it is possible. You get Dusty Martin on a horse, or, you know, down at track work, there's a picture that could be on the front page.
Well, just on that, how do you see the whole Spring Carnival playing out? You broke the story yesterday, the Herald Sun, about the proposed Spring Carnival changes. From what the Herald Sun is hearing, do you think it's more than likely that this will occur? And would it be a positive for the carnival to have it moving into November, when it is then further away from the end of the AFL season?
Yeah, look, I think it is. I think racing, particularly if Caulfield moves back into late November, it'll definitely get more airspace. You know, it owns the stories of that time. Football finals pushing into October is going to chew up a bit of time and space. So I think it's a positive. I think it more than likely will happen. You know, I think we pointed out that with the draft schedule, but these are the dates that Racing Victoria had presented to clubs. I think Melbourne Racing Club proposed this, so they've been agreeing. And I think the Cox Plate is on the date that the Valley wants, and Flemington gets the Melbourne Cup date that it wants. So I don't think there's going to be much kickback or negative feedback. So I believe this is probably how it will pan out. And to the benefit of racing.
Have you seen that draft proposal?
I've seen draft dates. So they were the dates that we printed in yesterday's paper. I know they're not set in stone, but that's how it could look. And that's the sort of dates that they're going to be, that they've presented to the clubs.
All right. Danny, interesting to get your insight with the Herald Sun and how it all will play out this year. As you said, it's looking more likely that we will have the Cox Plate on the day and a first ever night grand final. Are you getting that feeling as well?
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? I was interested to hear Martin Pakula on your program yesterday. He's leaning that way. Look, I think coverage-wise for the Cox Plate, it will be bigger than ever before. Can you imagine leading into a grand final on 7? You're going to have a huge audience. So on the day, I think it'll be a plus. I think that they'll get more interest. People will be having their parties in the backyard, turn the tally on to watch the race before the grand final, if that's the way it falls. And if you get Freo versus the Suns in the grand final, maybe...
Oh, please. Maybe Richmond will be there, Danny.
Well, you can imagine, Richmond's half the city will be watching. Collingwood's playing them, the other half of the city will be watching. So it'll be an enormous TV audience, one of the biggest events we have, on anywhere in TV in the country. And the Cox Plate can tap into that and lead into that. I think that's a huge plus.
Danny, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Michael.